This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Republicans gathered in Charlotte, North Carolina, are well into the first night of their four-day convention after formally nominating incumbent President Donald Trump to run for a second four-year term in the November 3rd presidential election. Shortly after his nomination was announced, the president took to the stage to call the vote the most important election in the history of our country. Trump's speech Monday night is the first of four straight evenings he plans to speak to the mostly virtual convention in Charlotte and in Washington, culminating Thursday with his renomination acceptance speech at the White House. His oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., one of the U.S. leader's staunchest defenders, is addressing the convention Monday night, as are Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, the lone black Republican in the U.S. Senate, and Nikki Haley, a former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. As the Republican National Convention got underway Monday, former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and more than two dozen other former Republican members of Congress endorsed Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Biden campaign announced that the former lawmakers joined its new Republicans for Biden program, which launched today. It's part of the campaign's efforts to engage with Republicans who have lost faith in their own party's candidate. In a statement to Fox News, the Trump campaign dismissed the announcement. The Trump campaign features some of its own converts this week at the Republican National Convention, including New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew, who said last year he was switching to the Republican Party. You can find more on the U.S. presidential election to be held November 3rd at our website, voanews.com. You can also find there our easy-to-use app, which you can download and stay up on news events on your phone. From Washington, this is VOA News.